We'll continue to look at the Bible. So last week we studied Deuteronomy. Now we'll go through chapter 2 to 4. So learn the big picture of the history, not to lose the track. So last week we shared about introduction and the chapter 1 of the Deuteronomy. So before we reading and studying Bible, we should understand and we should remember and know about when it was written and where it was written and who wrote it and why it was written in this Bible. The background of the Deuteronomy is the second generation of the Exodus. They are all gathered, assembled in the field of Moab. So except Caleb and Joshua, they are all under 60 years old. So the second generation of the Exodus, because the first generation all died in the wilderness, except Caleb and Joshua and Moses, they hardly remember the event that happened in their parent generation through the Exodus from the Egypt and event in the wilderness because they were too young to remember. So it's like the issue in between Japan and Korea even today, because of the Korea was occupied by Japan by force in early 20th century. The first the generation today in Korea and don't really understand and remember what actually happened in the past, even though we learn, but because it's not our own experience. It's the same as the Israelites, because this is the second generation who gathered in the field of Moab. The events of the Exodus and the life in the wilderness is not their own experience. It was their parents' experience, and because they were young and they don't remember. So that's why the Moses is now reviewing and what actually God has done through the last 40 years. So if you look at the Bible in the Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2, God actually described this time in the wilderness, even though Israelites, because due to their disobedience, sometimes they get punished and they're bitten by the snake, the desert snakes, and cursed, the judged by the Lobah for the disobedience. But God described this time as a honeymoon with Israelites. It's described in the Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 2. So it's like today, people born in Christian family and brought up in the Christian culture, we put real culture, they don't realize how blessed their life is. Because they didn't have to work hard to have a faith and have a Christian life. They just brought up in the Christian culture. So in fact, this time in the wilderness was described, even though it seemed very good environment for the faith in the wilderness for the Israelites, it is hardly valued until they learn from their own experience by overcoming temptation in the world and experiencing failure. So for the second generation, seem to forget priceless value of the heritage of the faith and the reason and purpose of the living as God's people.
There are lessons we should learn from our own experience, but also there are lessons which we don't have to take as our own experience. We should learn from the lesson for the past. So the true wise, true wisdom, and it's really, if you're wise, you should be able to learn from the other people's experience and mistakes without making your own mistake. So Bible is the history of the thousands of years. How can we experience all of this lesson through the experience over thousands of years of history? That's why we have to learn the Bible to avoid the same mistake of what actually people made in the past. One, sadly, people still don't know this, how important to learn from the Bible without your having the personal experience and the mistake and failure. How stupid to have an experience if you want to know about what is the experience in of the world. And if you have to put yourself into the world, that's very stupid. If you remember the terrible world war in the past, how many people is massacred and killed and brutally died, and all the cities are destroyed? Why we should have to experience that with our own experience? We don't have to, and we shouldn't. In the same manner, we have to read the Bible to learn the lesson from the life of the Israel, life of the people in the past. So Moses speaks to the second generation of Exodus historical lesson by recalling the past, so not to go back to the horrible past again. In chapter 1, Moses talks about history of choosing leaders in community that started Moses alone, and that all the members should grow as a leader of the community like Moses. He also referred to the history of 12 spies in Kadesh Barnea and observed the community established by God should not be driven by the majority opinion, but God's will and purpose. Continue to chapter 2 and chapter 3, are about from Kadesh Barnea and wandering in the wilderness for 38 years. And now the time is up. So all Israel are assembled on the plains of Moab to listen to the history of their past from Moses. Looking back on history, the time in wilderness was consequence of disobedience. But God was always there with Israel. God has been always there with Israel. For 38 years in the wilderness, God has been providing the manna and quail, sincerely, always leading them with the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. Yet God still trained Israel the law and decrees promising the mountain Sinai as a way of living of God's nation. So God is punishing us for our sins, but working with us during the period of discipline. So even time of being punished, you should not live on your own. So if you are in a time of discipline, you should not forget that it is time to focus more and more on God's will in the process and correct the wrong thoughts and attitude correctly. So our God leads His people all the way like a coach, even in the time of
discipline. One more thing. You must consider carefully even in the way God says to go. You should not despise others like Israel and be proud of being chosen. Even in the way of God told to go, God did not allow Israel to collide with the house of Edom, their brethren, and also ordered to avoid a clash with the Moabite and Ammonite, who are Lot's descendants. So what it means, God does not ignore their sin and disobedience. They are also given the opportunity of repentance and the chance to live again as God's people. However, God protects these people and gives them opportunity, and eventually these Edom and Moab and Ammonites are destroyed and perish. Because God wanted to protect them in any way in the process of Exodus, their life continued to ignore God's call and insist on life as they desire. Furthermore, they did not stop the temptation of people who would live according to the will of God. And they did not end all the harassing, lustfulness, and harassment. But they persisted in their desire to the end. So in the end, their sin utterly destroyed them in history. In a glance, it seems like the Bible tells us that God is condemning them, condemning people. But the fact is that they have fallen into the path of destruction by ignoring the calling of God and not leading their greed. God gives the opportunity over and over again throughout the time, but they keep their greediness and didn't leave the disobedient way, destruct themselves. So even God keeps His promise. When people do not keep their promise, and they are staying with the sin and persist in greed, you shouldn't forget that you cannot avoid the judgment. So when you understand and read the Bible and understand, you should read as a parent's heart. When God punishes, it is full of love as parents punish their children. So do not accept, understand as literally, as it is written. So you should be able to find the heart of God. So we must not forget that God is a God of love, but the God of justice. The cross of Jesus tells it clearly. Whenever we choose the image of God, we may only want to understand God as a God who loves and forgives throughout the Bible. Including the cross, God shows us that He is judging of justice. So do not forget that righteousness is at the heart of God's love. Do not live by your desire by using the love of God. Last time through the Numbers, God directly prevented the curse of Balaam, who are asked from the Moab and the elder of Midian. But when human beings fall into the idolatry by their own choice, they are judged by justice. If you look at this fact, you need to consider the faith that Christians are saying God is loving God. On the other hand, they continue to disobey God's will and continue to live according to their own desire. In the redemption of Jesus and the life of heavenly people, we need to think deeply about what God is like through this historical lesson of the scripture. God is truly a savior from the death of Egypt without a condition, but he is not the God continued to forgive when Israel insists on the life of disobedience. Moses is informing second generation of Israel not to misunderstand God. From the time when we design God on our own desire, the faith becomes superstition and idolized, and eventually comes to the judgment. So we can see that God protected Edomites and Moabites and Ammonites as promises from the chapter 2 and chapter 3. The son of Heshbon, his name is Sihon, and the king of Bashan named Og, who have fallen into their own stubbornness and greed are judged by God. So Moses makes Israel to be aware of this judgment of God through the journey. He helps Israel to have wisdom and determination to live as a priest nation like a light and soul. So we are sent to the world to save the world, not to fight with the world. So we shouldn't be proud of ourselves as a Christian. We should be humble ourselves because we are chosen unconditionally, like Israel. The kingdom of Heshbon, the Amorites, and the Bashan was quite powerful among the Canaanites at the time. Nevertheless, because of the total defeat and ruin by Israel, this news spread throughout Canaan, making the Canaanites tremble and terrified and fear. When Israel spies on Jericho, the world of the prostitute, the Rahab, referred that Canaanites are terrified and frightened and scared. Even though Israelites are dissatisfied and irritable in the way God leads them, but they want to live according to God's order day by day. God walks through this life of obedience and make the nation luminous being in the whole world.
Even though it seems like you are walking without progress in your daily life, complaining of various inconveniences and difficulties in keeping your Sundays in your daily life, and discipling people through the cell. But God loves those who stand still in this way of obedience, and He does not forget to lead them in the path of growth. So based on our past 10 years experience, it seems like always we are failure, we are stay there and nothing move on. But if we look back, God always guide us and led us sincerely and faithfully. So what we are doing is sowing and watering, and God will eventually grow, let people grow. So we put our faith in it. And do not be distressed and frustrated. God is alive, He's observing us. He's watching over us. So do not be afraid, take a disadvantage in the way of the faith. The blessing of God is not become prosperous life. It is the life of the faith. So the land of Jordan that occupied it, He distributed them to the people who want to live in the Reuben
Gad and Manasseh tribe halfway around the Jordan. So he, before Moses fulfilled his mission in the process, they are deprived of the good looks and not fulfilling the mission of God has given to them. So if you see this case in, of the tribe of Reuben and tribe of Gad and a half tribe of the Manasseh as their land before crossing over the Jordan, it's like today's our life. So you're purchasing things, cars and houses and bigger houses, and always make an excuse that you don't have time for God because you're too busy to pay off this, what you purchased. So look back your own life. Is there anything like an Israel life? When God made us prosperous, it's for us to share and for us to let it flow to the world. But still many people making a bonds and bigger bonds and other bonds and stock up for their greediness. So carefully look at your life. And isn't there anything like Israelites? You're still in the journey. You haven't completed the mission on the way to the journey. But are there anything like a tribe of Reuben and tribe of half tribe of the Manasseh and a tribe of Gad? So and in the reviewing of history, Moses said that he wanted to go to the land of Canaan. But God did not allow him. Is written in chapter 3, verse 23 to 28. But the reason for this is that Moses in the Meribah did not reveal the glory of God. So what he's done could make people misunderstand God like idols. So as we learned last week, inside of these events, and there is God's will that no man to be a god and an idol. No one can replace his position. So the mission of establishing the next generation is the mission of the Christian and the reason for living. So pastor and leaders are guide. It's not the person who takes the full responsibility forever. So the reason God established the family because the life is born and grow to succeed the will of God eternally. It was the first mission God gave to human being to raise children in a family. Such a principle applies precisely to the spiritual family as well. Why today people doesn't want to get married, doesn't want to bring up the children? Because Satan, however, distorted the spiritual principle. And Satan also misleading those people in the church and even leaders, and let them to just care the other members like a nursery or kindergarten. So as Christians get older and experienced in the society, they become more prestigious as owner and leaders and live a responsible life. By contrast, in the church, even though the age is senior, it is common to live as if they were a weak baby. This is entirely misleading of the Satan. So our church raised the youth as a leader and let them to teach the Sunday school and give them a responsibility to look after their life and discipling another.
So becoming a leader and a growing Christian is not like you become a pastor and a philosopher and a wise man. It's like you learn little by little, and like children is growing and take a bigger responsibility in the family. It would be easier if God had only Moses, didn't have to raise another leader, was much easier and faster. But that's not the principle of God, how He works. So we supposed to produce a life diligently, just as Moses had raised Joshua. Every one of us should live life like that. No matter where you are, where you go. You probably think, oh, your environment, circumstances get better, I will serve God more. You probably think, oh, I'm working holiday here and I'm busy. Or you make some other excuses. But today is the time you're serving God. This is why God doesn't let Moses into the land of Canaan. So every one of Christians should not stay in the state of spiritual infant who always wear a nappy and ask for the milk, but should grow like a Joshua. You have to grow into the military force of God that you can afford, even if you can look after a country. So Moses informed the second generation the important lesson through his own experience. So continuously, chapter 4 says, these people must live a life of obedience according to the law and decree of the Lord of God. Throughout the chapter 1 to 3, Moses spoke about the purpose and conclusion that he wanted to talk about by looking back of the history in the wilderness. So this Exodus is telling the second generation about the most essential lesson of 40 years of history. The conclusion is not following my feeling and conviction, but God's law and decrees is the way of victory and blessed life. The condition of obedience that God requires are clear. It tells clearly how to obey. Chapter 4 verse 2 says, do not add or subtract the word I command you, but keep the command of Lord your God, which I give you. So do not add or subtract. I do not want to add a commentary. Even you think better, so do not cut it off or trim it by your own thinking. So even in the New Testament, Jesus says things on Matthew chapter 7 verse 21. Everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will not enter the kingdom of heaven, but he will do it according to the will of my Father in heaven. Person does not add or subtract the word of God, but speaks clearly of one who does the will of God. Because the people misunderstand doing will of God as his own passion. Rather than trying to live according to the word of God in this day and age, these are people with his eagerness and diligence to reveal his name and to let people know him. I was shocked when one people said that today one of the church's service. There's no such a limited time and led by the feeling and doing praise and worship for over and over over a couple of hours. The place of mission is where we have been sent to. Still, many church and Christians end up having their own religious practice to fulfill their satisfaction. These things commonly and often performed and presented as a ministry of Holy Spirit. This is totally wrong. The service is the time and place to make ourselves to surrender to God, not a time to persuade God for our wishes and encourage our desire. This enthusiasm in religious practice is not the faith, but the greed.
So Jesus make it clear about this behavior. On Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do not do what my Father in heaven want them to do. When the judgment day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, in your name we spoke God's message. By your name we drove out many demons and performed many miracles. People seem to have done something very hard in the church. It is not the work of the world, but the prophet, casting demon, doing power. But what Jesus says is shocking. Chapter 7, verse 23. Then I will say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you wicked people. These are numerous wrong teaching and misleading in today's church. Encouraging personal desire as a passionate Christian. But they have to have no interest in doing what the Father says, doing what Jesus Christ ordered. They create religious program that reassure people to pray hard to change God rather than changing themselves according to the word. There are no interest both pastors and members today in the word of God and to live according to God's will. They do not even open up the Bible nor meditate on what they hear. Just turning off the lights and close eyes and shout for blessing and cry out for their own passion and desire. Whatever the truth is, God is that what they think God is enough if He comport them, resolve his or her problems immediately. Whatever the truth is, they want to be blessed in the way they want. Instead of walking on narrow path, as Jesus has said, prayer became the method of opening unconditional comfort road. It is like the generation of the judges, in which each person is living in their own thought. However, the churches only observe and leave members living in their own desire and go to their own convenient way of thinking rather than challenging them to walk in the right way without adding or subtracting word according to the word of God. God's word is not there for comforting us. We should be molded and we should be built by the word of God, which is clearly written in the Hebrews chapter 4. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It cuts all the way through, to where soul and spirit meet, to where joint and marrow come together. It judges the desire and thought of the heart. There is nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all creation is exposed and lies open before His eyes. And it is to Him that we must all give an account of ourselves. What does it mean? The word makes us think right and change and reveal the old man's attitude and falsehood of the wrong life. That is why the Holy Spirit continually thinks and distresses us to accept the fact of the Word of God rather than feeling and emotion, rather than comfort and convenience, and to live according to the Word. But it's the revival church today where people are gathering, emphasize only the feeling and the experience, just as a religion is a drug.
prophesying like a fortune teller, even though all the prophesied as completed by the Christ, making strange experience and selling soul to the demon. Many people still deceive the young Christian by the name of the spiritual ministry, a holy ministry, ministry of the Holy Spirit. People deceive the especially those kind of the false teacher, misleading the people and use their desperate heart about sickness, about poverty. So when we talk about drinking and smoking, they ask for the what, where is it referred to? Even the law in the world, when they get drunk, and they're not allowed to even drive because they are not full control of themselves. But we are taking responsibility of the spirit of others, soul of others. So do not be. So throughout the history of the Old Testament, which will be examined in the future, God sent so many prophets trying to return to this greedy addicted Israel. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 7 said, "The wicked shall pass his way, and the unrighteous shall leave his soul, and return unto the Lord, and he shall have mercy. Return to our God, he will forgive you." So what can be solved in the greedy addiction is not to fill my mind as I want, but to abandon it and to come to God in the Word of God. So I believe that what I think is the best. You probably think that what you think is the best, and it seems to be for the God, but that is not. So you have to return back to the God who created you. So Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 said, "For my thoughts are different from your thought, my ways are different from your ways." So do not add and subtract the word of God and live accordingly to the word of God. So Moses now look back history for next generation who will be the master of the Canaan and tell us that we must make up our mind and decide that we live only as God says, not as we think it is good. God led you to the miraculous work to make you know that only God is the only true God, and there is no other God but God. He called you Sinai and made a covenant there, and Moses gave you strength to remind your descendant that he has made a nation holy priesthood that will make you known God to all nations. Therefore, it is emphasized that it is a blessed way to remember God who has called, kept, and guided us, and live only according to his word. So as you recall the history we have seen so far, do not forget that we are all the God's covenant people, sent as a light and salt in this nation. We must correct the meaning of the salvation on the basis of biblical historical consciousness. Let's take the opportunity to live the life of a Christian. So by reading this week many times of 2, chapter 4, verse 48, I hope that God will look back on history and meet God's will to speak to the people who should be the master of the Canaan.